Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria 20, Johannesburg, Polokwane, and Rustenburg 19. The National Council of Provinces will today consider and adopt the appropriation bill. The bill was adopted by the National Assembly last week. According to law, the bill must be passed within 4 months of the financial year starting. This to ensure government operations can proceed.
In terms of the law, Parliament must pass the appropriation bill within 4 months of the financial year starting. And after Parliament passes the appropriation bill, government departments receive funds and begin spending as planned. Parliament continues to monitor spending through oversight committees. The Auditor General audits spending and reports back to Parliament, and where mismanagement or underspending is taking place, Parliament can take corrective steps through its oversight mechanism.
That's Parliamentary Spokesperson Maloto Mutapo. The Johannesburg Metro Police Department says three suspects involved in a video that went viral this week have been arrested. The video depicts a young boy lighting drugs in a bottleneck for his mother, who then encourages him to smoke, all in the presence of other adults. Here's JMPD spokesperson Kolani Fetler.
The suspects were promptly arrested on charges of child abuse and neglect. The cell phones were confiscated as evidence, and all three suspects were detained at Sophia Town SAPS. Crucially, the child involved in the video has been safely removed from the environment and placed into the secure care of the Family Violence, Child Protection and Sexual Offences Unit.
Illegal mining remains a major threat to South Africa's economy and to investor confidence. Minerals and Petroleum Minister Gwede Mantashe says it's not a uniquely South African problem, but demands urgent solutions. He was speaking at the G20 Critical Minerals Stakeholder Engagement in Johannesburg.
The World Gold Council has been invited as part of this discussion to give us ideas of what is the picture globally on this matter. But the reality of the matter is that it's quite a leakage to the economy throughout the world. Many countries have used different approaches to reduce it and try to eliminate it. It's a factor worldwide, and we must deal with it. It leaks the economy.
Now, the Trade, Industry and Competition Department says the intersection of geopolitical, domestic and trade issues best defines the current impasse between South Africa and the US, and a reset is unavoidable. The new US tariffs, which South African imports into America would be subject to around 30% import tariff, kick in on Friday. Here's the department spokesperson, Kamil Ali.
We have been in a period of intense negotiations with the United States. We have signed a condition precedent document and have readied our inputs for entry into the template which is to follow from the US. Despite the challenges that have been presented by this period, we have put our best foot forward, bringing together the subject specialists within our ranks that have dug deep to ensure that our country is adequately prepared for a number of potential scenarios.
And we end off in Thailand, where at least 9 people have died and 2 others were injured in a fireworks explosion at a factory. There are concerns the death toll may rise. The exact cause of the explosion is, however, unclear. An investigation is underway. I'm Chanel September. More news on Afrikaans at 11.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, nonstop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
You, where you been? I could show you incredible things. Magic, madness, heaven, sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh my God, look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Love's a game, wanna play. Blue money, suit and tie. I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors fly. And I know you heard about me, so let's be friends. I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport in my hand. I can make the bad guys good for a while.